Well, guys, at one point this morning, in fact, when I got up in the wee hours of the morning, stocks, obviously they took it on the chin yesterday, but the futures were down way triple digits. But earnings, lots and lots of earnings have been coming in this week. In fact, we're hearing from about a third of the S&P 500 this week. And so Boeing just really hit it out of the park, and that's bringing the futures back.
And that's interesting because Boeing is a very cyclical company. People aren't buying airplanes and what have you when the economy is starting to cool. They buy when the economy is strong and they expect it to stay strong. So psychologically, that's a win.
Well, and even they, Peggy makes a good point. I mean, they totally wiped out almost a 400 point proposed or pre-market drop. So nice. I've always explained to everybody on the show, and Mike did a good job. I mean, there's certain stocks can really move the market. Any of the Dow components can. So,
Yeah, if you're big enough to make the Dow 30, you're
yeah.
big enough to move the market.
Yeah, those are the stocks to watch, stocks to own, if you've ever been confused. But one thing I was excited to see in the news this morning, Wynn Resorts posting an adjusted quarterly earnings of $2.30 per share, beating estimates by 32 cents. Also increased its dividend by 50% to 75 cents per share. So, good.
That's another
That's going to
cyclical
turn into a
stock,
good trade, I think.
Well, that's another stock that's economically sensitive and it's doing well. So, I mean, that's I'm no bull right now. I mean, I'm actually pretty kind of on the bearish side right now, but I look at this as a positive. I mean, the fact that some of these cyclical stocks are doing well, that is a sign of strength in the economy.
Well, when stocks are continuing to beat earnings, they're increasing dividends, they're, increasing share buybacks, but they're not moving. The market is giving them no love. There could be, things could be cooling off. Those could be signs of use the term prolonged correction earlier this
You're
morning.
beating earnings, you're boosting dividends. What more do these people want, right?
I mean, share buybacks. Blackstone announced a $1 billion share buyback program. I mean,
What it comes down to is just expectations and valuations. When valuations get high and expectations get just too aggressive, it becomes really, really hard to meet those expectations. So we may be there, that may be where we are right now.
Some of the other earnings coming in this morning, we have Twitter, 13% they're up. And pre-market, as a matter of fact, because they reported first quarter earnings of 16 cents per share, estimated was going to be 12 cents, looking good. And Comcast also, 62%, 62 cents per share. They beat only by 3 cents. But I guess, the Winter Olympics gave them a little boost as well, Super Bowl. But they also, they've been kind of in a battle with Fox, 20th Century Fox, for Sky News. And Comcast came back today with both gloves on and were actually coming up with a deal that way is over, apparently, Fox. So.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things to think about with Comcast. One, it's hard for them to really beat on their earnings estimates because it's such a stable business. I mean, it's the cable bill, for crying out loud. It just doesn't change that often, right? Whereas Twitter is interesting because nobody really knows what to expect from Twitter. Twitter was the social media company that couldn't do anything right a few years ago.
Right.
And expectations just got so low that, this company's a mess. They just, Facebook's destroying them. Even Snapchat is coming out of nowhere. And I mean, just Twitter is just, they can't get it together. Expectations just got so low that the company was in a place where, it didn't really have to work that hard to beat those expectations, right? And so Twitter is an interesting case in that. It's the company's really been doing well lately. They've been beating estimates. We'll see how long they can carry it. But
Twitter is the next MySpace.
Well, I wonder if Facebook is.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I mean, any of these things can be.
The case for Twitter can be made because at the end of the day, who uses Twitter the most at this point?
Celebrities, journalists,
politicians,
people that want to make public service announcements type things. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's, highly
A lot of
commoditized.
journalists.
Well, a lot of journalists use it. I use it to publish articles, but I don't really, I don't spend a lot of time on it. I don't chat with my friends on it or whatever. I just kind of use it to publish articles. And so that's one thing that Twitter has had a hard time overcoming is people tend to spend more time on something like Facebook because you got your friends, you have your photos of cats, Peggy, I'm joking.
Milo. Milo and Otis.
You have a lot of stuff like that. Whereas with Twitter, it's just a different medium. But I think what you're seeing, though, is because expectations just got so low for Twitter, they're doing really well now because they're beating those low expectations. You know, it's pretty easy to outperform when the bar was set pretty low for you, you know, and that's where they are right now.
No, I agree. I would stay away from that, though. I don't think anybody has it around here.
I would say Twitter is a trade. It's not really a long-term investment.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Absolute trade.
Well, interesting enough, because you did mention Facebook, all eyes will be after the bell. After the bell today, we will be hearing from Facebook, as well as Ford Motor Company. Charles, that was one of your contrarian plays at one point. Visa, AT&T, Chipotle, mm-hmm. Mexican Grill, Cheesecake Factory, eBay, Equifax. Interesting how you don't hear much about them anymore. And Qualcomm and PayPal. So big. This is just a huge.
I am still long Ford.
I'm long Ford as well. Mm-hmm. I am as well.
I think Ford's a good investment. It's what, at about 10 bucks, about 5.5%?
No, it's about 11. It's over 11.
It's popped a decent bit. I mean, it comes down to what's cheap and where are expectations modest. And right now, and for the last year, expectations have been very modest for the car makers. And their valuations are about as cheap as you can. In an expensive market, these auto stocks are about the only thing cheap left anymore. I mean, I exaggerate a little, but not much. I mean, there's not a lot cheap out there. The auto stocks are cheap, and expectations are not really high. So, I mean, these companies don't have to do that well for their stock prices to really pop.
What ratio are you considering in your valuation? A price to sales, price to earnings?
So price to sales, I don't have that figure handy, but price to earnings, they're mid-single digits.
Yeah, five times on
five,
Ford.
5 to 7 times. Yeah. I mean, they're in this just dirt cheap range right now. Hmm.
All right, folks, you're listening to Straight Talk Money with Chase Robertson, Peggy Tuck, and Charles Sizemore. We will be right back after these important announcements. Well, you say you got the blues. You got holes in both your shoes.